Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's 910 WTIC News Talk 1080. This is the Will Moradi Show. This is Will Moradi, your host, Matt Sorois at the Master Control Panel, and we are so thrilled to be with you today. Another beautiful Wednesday. It's cold. It's okay. 19, about 20 degrees, depending on where you're at the state. It was cold yesterday. I'll tell you, I am generally impervious to cold weather. Doesn't really bother me, doesn't get me at all, but I had to go out yesterday afternoon, and man, it was cold, and I did not have my full winter gear on. I just had a vest and a lighter jacket, and it really cut through with the wind. It was something. So that was amazing. A lot going on to talk about today. This is all Caller Wednesday. It's a new feature here on the Will Moradi Show. No guests. Previously scheduled guests, only you guys. Straight calls, 2 hours. We're going to see how it goes. 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. And we're coming up on the 9/11 minute here, so it's time for a 9/11 prayer. Let's focus our hearts for a minute, shall we? Heavenly Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, thank you for this morning. Thank you for another day of life. Thank you for how you bless us and care for us and protect us from some things we're not even aware of. Many others we are. We want to pray for those that are ill and struggling with sickness. We pray that you bring them to health. Pray for the healthcare workers, nurses particularly, who are feeling the crunch of a heavy, appears to be a corona, flu, cold, multi-symptom season. I want to pray for our first responders, particularly our police, protect them, firefighters, and help us. Help us to have wisdom, give our leaders wisdom, or give us new leaders. That's all we ask for. Let us live free as we have. And we thank you for all the blessings of life, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Can I get amen out there? I like probably saying that as much as the prayer. Can I get amen? And thank you for the people who respond with the amens. I like that. So a couple things here. The governor, that would be Ned Lamont, has had his emergency powers extended 6 times, and now it's lasting through mid-February. And the article today in CT News Junkie says that there hasn't been a request yet for extension. Hasn't talked to the legislative branch, hasn't talked to the House, hasn't talked to Republicans, Democrats, anybody. So Matt Ritter, the House Speaker, says there's a train heading down the track a month from now, and I think we need to have some conversations much more rapidly. Senate President Martin Looney said not talk to anybody about an extension to him. So I think the question is, and tell me if you agree with this, I think the question about extending emergency powers at this point in time deals with one and one question only. What do you think it is? Whether or not Governor Lamont will request an extension of his emergency powers deals with one question only. What is that question? 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. Today on All Caller Wednesday. interesting article. I know this is going to affect you at all, but you know, starting what, September, August is when you start having the big blowout sales at car dealerships. And they struggled with that because couldn't get the cars, couldn't get the chips, right? We had a shortage of chips, still have a shortage of chips. And so what normally would be a good time for dealerships, you know, you drive by some dealerships, they don't have any cars. They use cars. Now, I understand, I don't know why this is, but I understand Subaru is doing pretty well with cars and inventory. I mean, they're actually shipping cars. Cars are being transported. Cars are being placed in dealer lots. Cars are being purchased. I don't know why Subaru is doing better than anybody else, but they seem to be. Ford, on the other hand, well, they're not doing it. They have offered a $1,000 discount to anyone who will pre-order any vehicle. If you pre-order a vehicle, you'll be $1,000 just to order it. So the article indicates and makes the case that this is going to change how people buy cars. And so we're not going to wait until August or September to get the leftover sales. It suggests that people will, by way of habit, start ordering earlier for the next model season. Does that affect you at all? Would that be true of you? Would you want to get your car ordered the new year? You'd order it earlier than you normally would if that's what you do. I don't buy new cars. I buy pre-owned cars. The reason I buy pre-owned cars is I don't want to get clobbered with the first year of depreciation. And so a perfect car for me would be a 2 or 3 year old car that still has factory warranty left on it and is coming off a lease. I think that'd be a great car for me to buy. But would that affect? Does this affect your how things are now? Does this affect your car buying habits in the future? 800-966-9842 860-522-9842. We have another story, interesting story, about a poll that was recently taken. It's an Associated Press poll, and oddly enough, more Americans are concerned about inflation, according to this poll, than they are about the coronavirus. Consumer price index jumped 6.8% ending in November, nearly 4-decade high. I mean, I went to the store. Oh, I went to the grocery store last night, my local grocery store. I went to the grocery store, and guess what? It was a little thin in areas, but I was expecting, like, you know, communist Poland when I walk in there and the shelves were empty. I didn't see that at all. There were some areas that were noticeably thin, like the frozen chicken area, Tyson. But other areas were fine. I absolutely got every item I went in there for. There were there was a little thinning on the shelves, but it wasn't like produce looked fine, meat looked fine, the deli, all those areas looked fine, bread was fine, toilet paper was fine. Seemed to be a shortage of yogurt. I try to get some yogurt, and that seemed a little thin. Well, what's your experience been in the stores? Is that what you've seen? Some thinness on the shelf, but it hasn't been, you know, I tell one of the MSN.com reporters over the weekend took a picture of their store. I think it was a Whole Foods store, and the shelves were empty, and she labeled it Apocalypse Now. Maybe we're just fortunate in Wallingford that we have more shipments than other people have. I don't know, but I'd like to know, has that been your experience with the store? So would your car buying habits change? Should this become like a normal pattern? Would you order a car earlier? Would you maybe not look for a new car? Of course, you can't get used cars either because used cars are skyrocketing in prices. So, I mean, it affects everything. What's the one question that Governor Lamont is asking himself as to whether or not to extend his emergency powers? What's the one question, only one question to be considered here with emergency powers? And I'm looking for you to answer or take a shot at it, take a guess at that. And are you more concerned with inflation than you are about the virus? 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. This is all caller, like all skate, right? It just all caller Wednesday. We have no scheduled guests. You are the guests. This is a caller-driven show. Want to hear from you. Want to get your thoughts, your opinions. Matt, why don't we take a quick break, a couple commercials. We'll come back. We'll get to the phones, 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. Will Marotti here in the Will Marotti Show. We'll be right back.
This is the Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Yes, here we are, 924, 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. So let's see, will your car habit, your patterns of buying cars changed after this difficult car season, absent computer chips to get cars on the road? Are you more concerned with inflation or the virus? And Governor Lamont has yet to ask for an extension of his executive powers that expire in mid-February. I say there's only one reason. He's considering one thing. That's all he's looking at, one thing. Let's go to Weathersfield and Patrick. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Morning, Pastor. The only thing he's worried about is his re-election.
You are so wise. Isn't that funny? I mean, really, I think that's the only factor. Why do you think that, Patrick?
Number one, it's the election year. Number two, I mean, the guy spent $50 million of his own money to be governor, so that he's got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
And the mixed messaging in general, I mean, watching UConn basketball the other day, tons of people in the stands, watching a women's hockey game the other day, no one allowed, no spectators allowed. There's no continuity with any of this.
What? Wait a minute. There was at the hockey game?
There was a women's hockey game on the sports, Channel 3 Sports covered it. It said to be somewhere in Connecticut. It was college hockey, women's hockey.
Yeah.
No spectators.
But yeah, at the basketball games, we got spectators.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep.
I got an update email from the Wolfpack yesterday that Hartford's got an indoor mask mandate.
Yep.
And so we have to make sure we wear our mask when we go to Wolfpack hockey. We can lower them for our chicken tenders, but other
thinking of all the people we kind of had to go in Florida to party over New Year's, so they didn't have to wear masks.
I want to see how many people are going to wear masks at the Wolfpack game. I bet you not a lot. I mean, I'll walk in with them, but as soon as they sit down, I bet you they come off.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Pat. I appreciate it. Yeah, incoherent policy. I think it's the only way you can describe it. Nationwide. I mean, just that's why I say, you know, honestly, I would feel so much better if people like Dr. Fauci and Ms. Walensky over at the CDC, if they would just say, guys, you know, we really don't know what's going on. It's still too new. It's still difficult, and we just it's just too hard to map it out. So, you know, wash your hands, don't touch your face. Haven't heard that in a year. Remember, that was very popular when this first happened. There was doctors doing all kinds of little, you know, YouTube and Instagram videos, you know, saying how if you just, you know, would wash your hands all the time and don't touch your face, you'd be fine. But it's kind of airborne. It's not airborne. It's droplet. It's not drop. I mean, it's just, it's all over the place. Wear the mask. Don't wear the mask. Wear three masks. Wear a cloth mask over an N95 mask. I mean, it's so, so inconsistent. And that tells you that they don't know. They don't know what's going on. And I would have more respect for them to just say, you know what? I don't know. We don't know what's going on, but boy, did Rand Paul cut into Fauci the other day. And Fauci didn't like it at all. He was, how dare you? He's very imperial. You ever notice that about Fauci? Very imperial. And the power is going to his head. Well, it's time for him to retire and take the largest pension of any federal employee in the United States history. But that's okay. Let him do that and see how it goes. I've also got two op-ed pieces that I want to share with you today, having to do with COVID, having to do with masks. One from Reason.com, which is a libertarian site. Closing schools to protect kids makes them sick. I think there's probably some truth to that. The other from the New York Post. This is a person who was in charge of the United States Statistics Bureau for like 5 years, Jeffrey Anderson. He said, let's shed the mask and mandates. Omicron stats show we can stop living in fear. We're going to talk about that when we get back. And then did you hear, before we take a break, did you hear about the break-in in Milford? Unbelievable. I'll share that when we get back. Hang on. You don't want to miss the story. The break-in in Milford, the tactics are wild. Be careful. Be safe out there. All right, we'll be right back. Will Marotti Show. Stay tuned.
MD Advantage is more than your medical professional liability insurance provider. We are your advocate, educator, and resource to protect and prepare you for the evolving healthcare environment. Our team of dedicated professionals is committed to providing our policyholders with unparalleled value. We set the standard of excellence through unrivaled customer service, comprehensive risk management strategies, financial stability, and unwavering defense of our policyholders. We've engaged the best attorneys to advocate on your behalf. We offer personalized and flexible coverage options and continuous physician support and education. Visit MDAdvantageOnline.com, MDAdvantageOnline.com, or call us at 888-355-5551, 888-355-5551 for more information.
The Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. 937 WTIC News Talk 1080. I was not, I guess, stunned, but a little surprised about this story. This from New Haven Register. Police in Milford are investigating two armed individuals dressed as Amazon delivery workers who forced their way into a home this week when the resident opened the door to accept a package. Police say the incident occurred mid-morning on Monday in the Devon Manor apartment complex off Naugatuck Avenue. Men were carrying a package and forced their way into the house after the victim opened the door to take delivery. Amazon said the individuals were not employees. Well, that's good. That's reassuring. We're glad the family is safe after this horrible accident. Amazon spokesman Lonnie Monroe said in a statement, we have spoken with Milford Detective Bureau and can confirm assailants were not Amazon employees. Police did not say whether the victim was injured during the incident or if anything had been stolen. Police did not respond to requests for additional information. So, you know, criminals are criminals. I mean, I guess you can't be too surprised, right? They're gonna do it. What they're gonna do, particularly when they know they can get out of jail, particularly when they know they're gonna get let out and not charged with anything, which is the Democrat way. Just let them out, no bail. Don't charge them, especially if they're minors. They're minors and they you know, commit some felony robbery. Don't charge them. Don't charge them. Let them go. And not everybody's like that. Not all towns are like that. I get it. But, I mean, the big ones are. Big ones are. They're very happy to not serve justice. They're very good to not execute any judgment. You know what? You know, come on, people. You know, and here's what I hear. This is what I hear from progressives. Okay, when you talk about the increase in crime, it's not because we defunded the police department. It's not because we're letting people out with no punishment. It's not because we have no bail policies just to let them go, catch it and release, basically. No, it has nothing to do with that. You know what it has to do with, don't you? What do the progressives give as a reason why there's an uptick in crime, why more problems are taking place, and why they say consistently, well, it's not defunding the police, and it's not lenient bond policy. What's the one reason progressives, or the two reasons maybe we could say progressives give for that? Let's train your thoughts here. 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. That's why I say never open your door with an Amazon delivery person. No, I'm not going to say that. Oh, my gosh. I'm not going to say that. I can't say that. No, I believe it, but I can't say it. Let's go to Let's go to Andrew in New Britain. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, Pastor. Hi, thank you for taking my call. And,
yes, sir.
Great to have you back on the air.
Great to be back, Andrew. Thank you. What's on your mind?
So I wanted to, you remarked about Fauci getting salty with Rand Paul yesterday.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, if you don't go to the internet and look for it, you will not
see how
Rand Paul laid out Fauci.
Yeah, he destroyed him.
You know, he just rolled up and down on the guy. just made him, just exposed him for the complete fraud that he is.
The only thing Rand Paul didn't ask Dr. Fauci in that exchange was who's your daddy?
Pretty much. I mean, I was surprised Fauci was crying by the time it was done. But on the other hand, you know, this morning I turned on the network, state run media.
Yeah.
President, you know the Investia morning programs.
Yeah.
And all they showed, you know, was Fauci's retorts. There was nothing.
You're a liar, and you don't know what you're talking about. And we've got a pandemic raging here, and you're not, you're ignoring everything. You know, that's what you get, right? I mean,
yeah. There was not one incrimination, not one of the incriminations, you know, listed by Rand Paul, calling into task, to do his duty, okay? None of that was presented. Only Fauci's rant reply.
And you knew Fauci was in the corner when he started crying about the death threats. Oh, I get death threats. I mean, okay, guess what? Everybody in public life gets death threats. And by the way, you weren't on the baseball field when the crazy Bernie Sanders supporter went and tried to kill all the Republicans. Rand Paul was. Also, you weren't at Rand Paul's house when his next-door neighbor attacked him and put him in the hospital, okay? So let's not talk about your personal safety, Dr. Fauci. Comes with the territory, so stop whining about it.
Yeah. And it's actually horrifying to me to see how the media is not doing its job. It's taking sides. It's giving cover to the state, to the state controlled entities. Okay. Yeah. They're just blatantly, you know, taking sides and showing that they're nothing but propaganda organs for the state. You know,
and that's why outlets like Newsmax are so important. Companies that breakthrough companies that are you know, smaller but still have a good following and are making the difference. And now you're starting to see some cracks in the armor. Even CNN over the weekend questioned whether or not the media was out of touch with the public when it comes to the virus. That's a good sign, Andrew. That's a really good sign. Andrew, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Middletown and Rob. Rob, welcome to the show.
Morning, Pastor Will. They're definitely going to go back to old reliable, the COVID and the racism. Everything's because of COVID and racism, right?
Yeah. Well, what they'll say is, you say, well, you know, we got all this crime spike and all this murder spike, and it must be, you know, defund the police and let them out of jail. And no, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with, yes, COVID. But you have to consider the source problems. The why is this? And all of it boils down to poverty. Oh, because they're poor. That's why. And I don't buy it, because I think poor people have just as much of a moral compass as anybody else has. And so this is what they do. You got to go to the source of the problems. That's the same thing with why we got a million people illegally crossing the border. Or you have to go to the source of the problem. No, you don't. You have to just have people obey the law. Sure, you can work on the source of the problem, but that's not the first should not be your first response. Your first response should be hold up, regard the law, stop the problem, then look at the source. Not look at the source and the hell of everything else. Let them go. Let them just go. Don't worry about it.
Well, right. That is the source of the problem. If we don't have rules, we have chaos, and it's as simple as that. It's as basic as that, they do with the budget. Oh, let's complicate the budget. It's basic mathematics, no matter how many zeros you put it on. It's not that complicated. You're overspending.
Right.
You're spending money you don't have. It's really not that complicated, is it?
Well, you have to make it complicated from the other side, because they can't use common sense as their justification. So the only thing they have is chaos.
because they ploy on the ignorance of their constituency. That's what the Democrats do, and it's sickening.
It is. It is, Rob. Appreciate your call. Thank you. 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. Again, now let's go to the next story of unbelievable stupidity. This from PJ Media. As the year comes to a close, it's once again time to start thinking about taxes. Tax day is still months away, but for many people who aren't very good at bookkeeping, tax season can be a stressful time, making sure you've got all the necessary documentation for your the income that you've earned and the deductions that you take. Tax code, of course, incredibly complex. Many rely on professionals to prepare their taxes for them. Experts have a much better idea of things you can claim to reduce your tax burden. They can alert you to items you must declare as income if you don't want the risk of getting audited. Well, this is the new thing. According to the IRS, this is new, something new you must claim. If you steal property, this is true, I'm not making it up. If you steal property, you must report its fair market value on your income in the year that you stole it, unless you return it to its rightful owner in the same year. No, this isn't Photoshop. This is true. So if you're a criminal and you steal, I don't know, let's say you go and you smash and grab a watch, a Rolex or something, right? You have to report the fair market value of that item on your taxes. Unless, of course, you return it to the store in the same year that it was stolen. Could we get any crazier? Could we get any crazier? This is just this is crazy time. So you got Amazon dressed up people breaking into houses stealing things. You got the IRS saying if you steal stuff, you got to report on your taxes. What are your biggest concerns right now? What are your biggest concerns? You know, this AP poll talked about the virus and inflation. And 14% increase this year in inflation. 14%. So everything average. Everything you're buying, 14%. I was in the store last night, spent over $100, didn't buy anything. Seriously, I was like, how can I have spent that much money? I'm looking at the bags and going, there's not much in here. By the way, I went to the store last night, and my local grocery store. I went to the store last night, and again, I'm compliant with mask policies. When I'm told I have to wear a mask, when it's required, I wear the mask. If it's not required, I don't. Well, my store does not require masks. They suggest it, but they don't require it. And so I don't wear a mask. I've had COVID. I've been vaccinated. I don't have any symptoms. I feel fine. I'm telling you, I was shocked to see there's probably 80% of the customers in the store wearing masks. And did I get, I got some mask shaming going on around there. I got some looks. Mostly, I will say, mostly from the female customers. I was surprised and encouraged to see many of the employees were not wearing masks. That was a good sign. But I'm telling you, I got some mask shaming. Those looks are like, well, I had a couple of people literally kind of detour around me, make a large arc around me, so they didn't, because I was obviously riddled with COVID and highly contagious, and so people would come out and they look, no mask. You'd see the eyes, the panic, the fear, and then they'd make a big arc circle to avoid me coming in within my contact, social distancing me. I mean, honestly, that's what the country's become. People driven by fear. Hard to imagine. It really is. All right, let's take a quick break, a couple commercials. Come back. Open phone lines, 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. Have you gotten any mask shaming while you've been out? Or do you just wear the mask all the time? When we return, we can answer that question.
This is the Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, welcome back. 952 WTIC News Talk 1080. 800-966-9842, 860 522-9842. Open phone line. So to talk with you. Thank you, Michelle, for the amen. Love to talk with you this morning. Any of the topics that we've discussed, anything that you'd like to discuss would be fine. I was stunned when I – well, maybe I should – I say that a lot, and I'm not. I guess I'm not really stunned. The amount of coverage that the major networks gave the disinformation campaign that was being conducted at last Friday at the Supreme Court by Justice Sotomayor. Yes, and she was saying – improperly, Sonia Sotomayor, improperly quoting numbers of figures, like we have 100 understood, but the number 100,000, she said, 100,000 children in the hospital right now. Many of them seriously ill and on ventilators. Well, unfortunately, that's a lie. Because Monday or Sunday morning, Dr. Rochelle Walensky of the CDC said, well, it's really 3,500 kids in the hospital. So how do you square that? A Supreme Court justice just spewing this nonsense. Either her clerks are being disloyal to her, she's not even disciplined enough to fact check, or she's just blatantly lying. Any of those are concerning because she's supposed to be a Supreme Court justice of the United States. Why would you give out that kind of false information? We have over 100. Here's the quote. Omicron. Here's what she said. Omicron is as deadly as Delta. False. Other than the fact that more people have died since Joe Biden is president of COVID than under Donald Trump. I don't know if that means anything, but she said numbers, look at the hospitalization rates going up. We have more people infected than we did a year ago. That's true. Hospitals are almost at full capacity. People severely ill on ventilators. Well, we saw the stories of the three states where, in fact, the New Jersey Health Department official, the commissioner of Health Department in Jersey said less than half of the people in the hospitals in New Jersey are there for COVID, less than half. So any other combination of reasons. Now, still, if you take that half out, if there wasn't COVID, nurses would have a much easier day. I get that. But she's making it sound like this is all COVID. It's a quote. We have over 100,000 children. We've never had that before. In serious condition. Many on ventilators. Well, that's not true. We don't have 100,000 people, kids in the hospital because of COVID. It's not true. Still the least affected part of the segment of population. That is true. Let's go to John. John, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Glorious day.
It is.
I'm just calling in to tell you I'm 71. I haven't had my vaccines. I have something better. I never get sick. I never get the flu. I never get a flu shot. But I have something better. It's called my immune system. I think that, you know, it is capable, even at 71, of conquering any and many illnesses. So, I would just recommend, and I don't wear a mask in the stores. I go to restaurants. I go to stores.
Sure.
I don't see many people who are sick anyway. But, keep in mind, we only have one life to live. If we're going to try to hide and be afraid of a common cold, I'm sorry. Get out of it. You know, wake yourselves up and get your immune system strong, and you'll be okay.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that a great recipe for health, right? Vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, you know, be in good shape. I mean, all those things
good
contribute to good health.
Exercise.
Yeah. Because I say that, and I'm sitting right now.
I don't know how people got hijacked and tricked, and it's called mass.
Mass formation.
It's like
psychosis.
A mass formation. Yeah. Mass hypnosis.
Yeah, psychosis. And people are, listen. You could fear is the number one way to control people. If you can get them afraid and keep them afraid.
Yeah.
It's the best way to control
it.
John,
works.
Thank you so much for your call. Let's go, last call for the hour. Let's go to Nate in East Granby. Nate, welcome to the show.
Hey, Pastor, how are you?
Good.
Hey, this the whole inflation thing and everything that's going on with COVID, it's so stereotypical of the government. It would be funny if it weren't so serious where, you know, you had a an economy like really humming along and the government artificially shuts it down, then dumps trillions of dollars into it. Now we got inflation problems. And you know what's coming around the corner. Now the government's going to come up with new rules and new bills and everything to bail out the problem that they created in the first place. Right? And if I feel like, as a business owner, if they let the free market handle it as it came in the way that was best for the free market, we wouldn't be having the inflation problems because they wouldn't have had to dump trillions and trillions of dollars into it in the first place. So it's a situation where they cause a problem, and now they're going to have to try to do something to fix the problem that they created in the first place. And it's just so typical of the government. So if anybody's crossing their fingers hoping the government can come up with something clever to fix the problem they created, it's just going to cause more problems because that's what the government does, right?
Well, isn't that what Ronald Reagan said? The government doesn't have answers to the problem. Government is the problem. Nate, got to let you go for the break. Thanks so much for your call. Hey, we're going to have calls the whole second hour, 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. Will Marotti, Will Marotti Show. Matt Sorois at the Master Control Panel waiting to take your calls. We're going to go to the break, take some news, and phone lines are open when we get back.
New England's regional power grid is at a heightened risk of maxing out, reports ISO New England, operator of the grid. Worsening supplies of natural gas coupled with the increased use of electricity to power homes and cars make the outdated grid less reliable should there be extended periods of cold weather. Officials warn that winter power outages could devastate millions of Connecticut residents, as seen in Texas last year. This problem is not going to go away. It's going to gradually get worse. For more information, contact the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection at 860-424-3000.
Paid for by the Connecticut Energy Marketers Association.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.